Since March 2009, the Pharmacy Podcast has been developing content monthly, weekly, and daily for the business of pharmacy. With more than 25 different podcast channels, more than 1 million downloads, and 30-plus participating pharmacists, the Pharmacy Podcast Network is the global leader in podcasting for the pharmacy professional. Find all of our podcast channels by going to pharmacypodcast.com/shows.
Excited about December 2019. Can't believe that we're at the end of a decade. Blows me away. Time goes so fast, the older you get. I heard my grandmother tell me that first when I remembered a conversation about time travel that I had with her, which is very interesting, but that's for another podcast. So, the ASHP mid-year is coming. And the RxVIP Concierge Pharmacist team, RxVIP, founded by Ken Sternfeld, will be there. On your way, take a listen to this podcast with Nabila Ismail and her insights on the importance of being entrepreneurial and driven within your pharmacy career. If you're traveling to Las Vegas, make sure you look up the RxVIP Pharmacy Podcast team at booth 511 at the Las Vegas Conference mid-year 2019. Take a listen to Tony Guerra's podcast about three reasons that you should be attending the mid-year event. Let's listen to today's episode. Thank you for listening to the Pharmacy Podcast. Please share these podcasts. And remember, the pharmacist is the hub of healthcare. Hey, Pharmacy Podcast Nation. This is Todd Urey, founder of the Pharmacy Podcast. One of the most exciting times of the year is where we're at, the end of a decade, which is absolutely mind-blowing to think that 2019, on the eve of 2020, went so fast. If you're a young pharmacist out there, a pharmacy student out there, you also understand the importance of this time of year because of mid-year. The American Society of Health System Pharmacists, the ASHP, has their mid-year conference, which is the largest gathering of pharmacy professionals at a conference every year. And really, there's lots of focuses on different aspects of what is the business of pharmacy and the professionalism of pharmacy, advancing your career. However, there's a very special focus on residency and what that means for the beginning of someone's career and or a pharmacist looking to get into health system pharmacy specifically. Pharmacy Podcast Network for 2020 will be focusing on the health system pharmacist, and we'll be partnering with several different organizations. These announcements are to come. But I'm excited about what's happening at the ASHP mid-year, in particular this year, because a team that I represent from a supportive communications perspective, because they are a sponsor of the Pharmacy Podcast Network and understanding the importance of a pharmacist role, transforming role in the business of pharmacy and healthcare. I want to welcome to the Pharmacy Podcast a friend of mine, someone that I've worked with and helped with RxVIP Concierge, the Director of Business Development, Nabila Ismail. Welcome to the Pharmacy Podcast.
Hi, Todd. Thank you so much for the welcome. I'm so excited to be here.
You are my West Coast buddy, and I need more of those because we've been concentrated much more on the East Coast and different places where we've gone and attended conferences, but I am headed to Las Vegas, which is where the mid-year is going to be. It's the 54th ASHP mid-year clinical meeting and exhibition held at the Mandalay Bay Convention Center. So tell us, first of all, Nabila, tell us a little bit about yourself before I get in some questions with your role as business development of RxVIP, and what opportunities our listeners have if they're attending the show, the actual conference, and what opportunities there are for them as concierge pharmacists.
Sure. So let me give you a little bit of background, because I never really imagined myself being here, especially so soon at this type of role. But I just graduated in May at the University at Buffalo, and I moved out to the West Coast, which I'm really excited about. And I reached out to Ken at RxVIP because he was a preceptor at my school, and I didn't have enough time to do a rotation with him. So I kept in touch, and I was so excited to be chatting with him, and then I found myself a role with the company. So now I am the marketing director and in charge of business development. So I do a lot of social media, I do a lot of engagement, I find like sponsors and brands, and I kind of I have my hands in a lot of different things. And I'm super excited to be with this company because it is exactly everything I was looking for, and I think it's really bringing back pharmacy to the hand of pharmacists and PharmDs, because the field is evolving, and I'm so excited because this company allows me to work at the height of my career. So for others who are interested, so I'm in the management department, but what we do, we are a concierge service. So pharmacists without any extra training are allowed to join the team and be a concierge like provider. So that is putting pharmacists in the physician's office, which is where I really think we need to be. So basically how it works, it's called the PharmD resident program, and that's why we're going to mid-year. So I never pictured myself going to mid-year because I never was interested in a residency. And now we're bringing this new type of work to mid-year, where people go for this competitive interview process for fellowships and just like this overall very intense like environment to get a residency that so little of people actually match with. So we're bringing this new program where you don't need anything more than your PharmD and just a passion to help others. So we'll be there and we'll be talking about this exact program to like more of an extent and recruiting people from everywhere in the United States. So that's just a little bit of a lowdown on how that and what we're doing.
Because of the passion of this team led by Ken Sternfeld, who also founded RxVIP, the concierge pharmacist. He has a show. He's been part of the Pharmacy Podcast Network for over 3 years. Nabila joined the Pharmacy Podcast Network over the summer. So excited to continue to grow out the expertise and intelligence of what it's like to be a pharmacist in the age of this transformation of healthcare. Pharmacy is not the same that it was 5, 10, definitely nowhere near where it was 20 years ago. And the patients need more pharmacy services, clinical oversight, collaboration with physicians, disease states that are in the specialty sector, how dangerous they are if you're not adherent to medications, but then also how disease has evolved. And the role of the pharmacist to move along with that to protect the public and our patients from things that could happen by not managing a specific disease state, how it can kind of blow up on you. The American Society of Health System Pharmacists is this huge organization, this behemoth organization that's moving along in this transformation. And I see these pockets of entrepreneurial style pharmacists that have so much passion and drive, like the RxVIP team, really helping to make the change of what it's going to be a pharmacist tomorrow versus what it was like to be a pharmacist yesterday. So Nabila, share with the listeners how this coincides with the sprint of all of these hundreds of pharmacists, maybe thousands of pharmacists, pharmacy students, rushing to this ASHP event, how nervous they must be right now in preparing their letters of recommendation and their portfolios, their resumes, their CEs, they're trying to stand out from the crowd, and how you and your team are going into the blue ocean of thought. And if no one knows what I mean by blue ocean, you have to Google that book. It's an amazing book that teaches. It's a manual to go in a direction where no one else is going. So the concept, Nabila, of Blue Ocean is, why is your boat of life, your ship of life, floating around in the red ocean where all the fish and all the sharks are eating up everything and anything to try to compete with each other. Person that believes in a blue ocean philosophy, the VIP the RX VIP team is exactly that. You go into a direction where no one has gone before, and you're in this environment, which once again, the analogy is a blue ocean. That's a new opportunity, a new place of being a pharmacist. And the consultant side, patient engagement, the RX VIP concierge pharmacist style is definitely that blue ocean. So give us a contrast, Nabila, of the pharmacy student, the new pharmacist, the resident who's looking for a career in health system pharmacy versus the opportunity that the concierge pharmacist really presents in the beginning, but then where you believe it could take them.
Okay. First, I want to say that's an interesting concept, and I'm definitely going to have to read that book. Second, so what I think is so important is that I think we all can agree that the healthcare system needs to be shaken up, and we pretty much all know that, but it's just been a slow process. And now that there are so many pharmacists and more pharmacy schools opening up, it used to be like weeding students out to get into pharmacy school, but now it almost seems like it's easier to get in pharmacy school, but then the jobs are harder, and that's why they've created like these residencies that kind of invigorates like a more competitive process, and it's terrifying. I mean, I haven't even actually applied to residency, but just like knowing that that was to come was kind of deterred me from it, because I didn't want to have to like compete with something that I was already passionate about and amongst other people who are also already passionate about it. And that's why we had like wanted to go into the field. So with RxVIP, it's kind of switching the model and kind of allowing everyone who's interested in their field and what they studied to go do it without that extra training, because we've done the studying, we've done the work. It's just, how can we utilize our knowledge in a way that's beneficial for, and financially beneficial for like providers. So we've come up with this great business model and this great way that works for us. And that is basically, we just need good, kind-hearted people. So there is no, you don't need letters of recommendations. You don't need like this extensive like CV, or you don't need to feel like you need, when you look at the next person, feel like, oh, how are they better than me? Or how can I leverage like my education and everything I've gotten, or like my connections for this residency that only is open to one person out of thousands of people applying. So for us, we're working with the thousands of providers, different physicians' offices that you find. So if you know a connection, or if you have like a great doctor that you've had, you can build a partnership, and they already know who you are. So they already know who you are. You don't need to sell yourself. You don't need to sell yourself to us. Like, we are looking for great people who can communicate, who want to provide clinical services, who love what they do. And that's that. The job application is like a normal job application. You don't need to do the match process. You don't need to wait months before you get selected or get a call back or an interview. It's easy. You come up and talk to us. So we'll be at booth 511 with you in the pharmacy podcast at ASHP at mid-year. And we will also be having a meetup event that we'll be posting on our social media where it's going to be. And we'll be around for the whole mid-year conference, just waiting for people to come up to us going up to people, just talking to people who are excited about it, excited about pharmacy, excited to just chat with other people. And then we set up the call, we talk about it, we talk about what you're interested in, how we can help you, and how you can fit into our team. And then it goes from there. We get you trained and you sign on if you like to. So it's not any head-to-head competition at all. You don't need to sweat it out. You don't need to plan exactly what you're going to say in your interview questions like a week in advance in front of the mirror. It is just as easy as like this conversation I'm having with you, just as the next conversation you have with a random person or like any other job interview.
Yes. And while I understand there's so many different ways to leverage your PharmD in going into community or specialty, data analytics, technology, health system, obviously, this specific venture in movement, the concierge pharmacist, is about the patient. The patient is at the center of everything that you guys do. I love that saying when I hear Ken and Jason and Brianne and Dr. Crystal Cruz give testimony to what it's like to be a concierge pharmacist. I think it brings pharmacy back to the reason that pharmacy was even brought to be. Number one, the safety of the patient, to keep the patient from dying from something that, with the physician being so busy, they write something out, they write a prescription, they send it off to the pharmacist. The pharmacist is ensuring that that medication isn't corresponding or you know, having some negative effect on the patient based on something they're else on, or an allergy or a food or something. But beyond that, the pharmacist now has the opportunity to lower health costs and expenses of what's happening in our healthcare industry. So while the pharmacist role is transforming to becoming something that is always meant to be, instead of this transactional prescription driven model, but also we see alongside that PBM reform taking place, and that is pharmacy benefit managers of how they pay the pharmacist, that's changing. So, you know, everyone across the country, the 285,000 registered active pharmacists that are out there, they understand how payment happens today, literally how a pharmacist gets paid. This RxVIP concierge pharmacist model is also different. So it's leading us to value-based care. It's leading us away from transactional fast food medicine. It's leading us into the blue ocean of what it's like to be a pharmacist in 2020 rather than what it was like to be a pharmacist in 2000. And I'm excited to be a part of it. I'm excited to be that gong that, if you're listening to this podcast, even if you're not going to mid-year, I want you to share this podcast with a fellow pharmacist and let them know this is part of the movement to change healthcare, to make it better, to make it more personalized, which is what a concierge does. You go up to a concierge and they're always, you know, giving you special services, recommendations, advice, coupons, things like that if you go to a hotel or something. So the concierge pharmacist is literally hands-on to the patient, ensuring that the patient isn't left behind. Nabila, this is a special opportunity for the Pharmacy Podcast to help out in this event. You said it's booth number 511. I'm going to put things in the show notes. But how do we get a hold of you if there's a listener out there to get even a meeting scheduled with you so that they could talk to you more about this?
Yeah, absolutely. It's quite easy. You can literally email me at Nabila, N-A-B-I-L-A, my first name, at rxvipconcierge.com. Or you can also follow me on Instagram at Dose of Travel. And I will be, I always talk about Pharmacy Podcast, RxVIP. So you can slide into my DMs, you can email me, and I'm happy to schedule a time to chat even before you go to mid-year, or if you're not going, we can still chat. And then I'll send over just a calendar invite and we'll get talking.
That's awesome. Well, Nabila, I'm excited that you're going to be there, going to get to see you again. Nabila and I went to the National Community of Pharmacy Associations Conference, the NCPA. It was really a great time. It was the first time that you and I met. I'm glad that we're going to have an opportunity to work together again, and helping to have pharmacist students and pharmacists understand that there is another pathway, another career opportunity out there than what you may think is traditional. And this is absolutely not traditional. This is really next level, next generation. So I'm excited to be a part of it.
I'm excited to see you too, this time in Vegas. So we're going to do great things.
Viva Las Vegas. Well,
yes.
If you have anything else that you want to say to the listeners, let's do this now. We want to get this off. We want to get this out to as many listeners as possible to share this. But thank you so much, Nabila.
Yeah. One last thing I want to say, if you are interested in the RxVIP and like how it works and more of a personal side, definitely recommend following the Concierge Pharmacist on Instagram. There will be like live everything from mid-year. We'll be talking about all the other PharmD residents. So there's two more PharmD residents, Bree and Sophia. They will also be going to mid-year, and between the three of us, there will be a lot of content and a lot of like Q&As on Instagram on that handle. So if you're looking to like follow along how things are going, the day-to-day, the behind the scene, everything, definitely follow there so you can see it. And then the company handle is RxVIP Concierge. So you can also follow that to see what the company is saying and doing. So definitely add those if you're interested at all.
I will put those links in the show notes as well to reach out to the Concierge Pharmacist.
On Instagram.
On Instagram, that's right. I am lacking in my Instagram skills, but I'm definitely a Twitter master, but not an Instagram master.
Yeah, you definitely are really great at Twitter, so maybe we can trade notes.
Yes, that's right. Well, this was an episode of the Pharmacy Podcast Network with Nabila Ismail. Dr. Ismail is a pharmacist, the Director of Business Development of RxVIP Concierge. The Concierge Pharmacist Movement is an amazing opportunity to really change things, including your career and the patients that you serve. And always remember that the pharmacist is the hub of healthcare.
Thank you for listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Network. If you enjoy the leading podcast network dedicated to the business and profession of pharmacy, please write us a review on Apple Podcasts and let us know which channel is your favorite. And remember, the pharmacist is the hub of healthcare.